dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are into our Friday features. First up, you big dummy! Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. It didn't take authorities long to catch a woman suspected of stealing cash from a northern Michigan restaurant since she just filled out a job application at the eatery. Michigan State Police were told a 47-year-old woman filled out the application at the Mandarin Garden in Alpena County this week. She then took money out of the cash register. WHSB-FM reports she was confronted by employees and fled, but police say they quickly found her at home. She was arrested and expected to face charges, including larceny. The stolen money was recovered and returned to the restaurant.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two dummies. Number two. A robber with a Halloween-related disguise received no treats from a store owner who literally threw him out of the building. The Tulsa Police Department shared security camera footage of the suspect wearing a Scream mask and a red cape. You screwed up the costume, man. You don't wear a red cape with a Scream mask. Right there, he's a dummy. In the video, he is shown breaking through the glass door of a Dollar General store on Friday with a crowbar. The man climbs through the broken door panel into the store, but is quickly grabbed into a bear hug by the store's manager. And then he then forced the suspect to the ground and literally threw him out of the store. Officers are still searching for the suspect. I wish we had that video.
Get lost, dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A fight between two cousins over chicken eventually led to a drug arrest for one of them. According to police reports, the woman, 22, drove with her cousin to a Sunco gas station and to purchase a bucket of chicken shortly after 2 a.m. Because, you know, when you want to get a bucket of chicken, you want to go to a gas station. That's where you want to go. However, once back at the car, she refused to share the chicken with her cousin. The two began fighting and police were called. As authorities approached the two, the woman plucked something from her bra and threw it on the ground. It was marijuana. The woman was arrested on charges of battery and possession of less than 20 grams.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy. I'm sorry, the bucket of chicken from the gas station at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's just something very special about that. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. Dummy number four is sent to us by Mike in Chicago. Thank you, Mike, for the submission of dummy number four. A couple of amateur ghost hunters were almost arrested in a case of mistaken identity. Two conservation officers had been stationed at a cemetery after recent complaints of people shining deer. Shining is the practice of using a flashlight or spotlight to locate deer at night. It's illegal under certain circumstances. On Monday, October 23rd, the officers saw a series of lights and chased after the suspects. When they caught up with the two women, police found that they did not have hunting equipment. When asked what they were doing, the two refused, saying they'd been made fun of. Eventually, the women fessed up and said that they had been looking for ghosts in the graveyard. She explained they were using their phone camera flashes to spot ghosts. They said that you can't see ghosts in normal light, that you have to use a flash, the officer said. And he added, I didn't realize ghosts only show up with flash. The officer then noticed an unusual blinking light at one of the women's on one of the women's smartphones. It was an app, they explained, called Ghost Radar. In the end, the women were allowed to go on their way and no ticket was issued.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man was arrested after he was caught trying to use stolen signed dollar bills from a restaurant. On Wednesday morning, deputies were called to Siesta Key Oyster Bar for reports of an overnight burglary. The sheriff's office says the restaurant manager arrived to work and found damage to the door and the frame, as well as missing dollar bills. The bills get signed by customers and are then stapled to the walls and ceiling for decoration. Deputies say the suspect ripped open a deadbolt locked door on the restaurant patio, stole approximately $150 in $1 bills from inside. Shortly after deputies saw surveillance video, they identified the suspect as 51-year-old Danny Limangeli. They say that he was identified from previous encounters and was known to frequent the Gulf Gate area. The sheriff's office found a Vigilant Publix employee contacted them just after 4 p.m. on Wednesday to let them know that Limangeli was inside the store trying to use the dollar bills. Deputies found him with several signed dollar bills in his pocket. Still, Limangeli was arrested for burglary of an unoccupied structure and is being held at Sarasota County Jail on a $1,500 bail.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
All right. All right, we got to vote. Let's see. Vic's busy in the newsroom. Let's go to Dan. Let's first of all recap here. We got the dummy who robbed the restaurant where she had just applied for a job. The dummy in a Halloween costume who was thrown out literally of the store by a manager. The dummy who got into a fight over chicken and then got arrested because she had pot on her. The dummies who got arrested while looking for ghosts, and the dummy who tried to use stolen signed bills. All right, Dan, where are you going with this?
You know, it's a three-horse race for me. I'd be interested to find out if the cousin had asked for the chicken as well, and that's why they went together, or she just was like, hey, can I have some chicken? Because I know when I'm hungry at 2 a.m. for chicken, I don't want to share it.
You don't want to share it, no.
But I got to go with the – how do you apply for a job and then real you know, I mean, come on.
That's really dumb. That's for, so you're voting for the dummy who
applied for a job.
Applied for a job. Dummy number one. All right. Roger, who are you voting for?
I got the ghost girls.
Okay.
I got to go with that. How can you be so dumb
okay.
to use that app?
All right. Yeah. Well, we need a call because I'm voting. We've got a three-way tie because I'm voting for the chicken, man. I mean, at a gas station, a bucket of chicken, 2 o'clock in the morning, and she's got pot on her. I gotta vote for the chicken dummies. So we need to break the tie. It's either the dummy who robbed the restaurant where she applied for a job, the dummies who got into a fight over chicken, and the dummies who got arrested while looking for ghosts. 312-981-7200. You're going to be the tiebreaker here. 312-981-7200. And we need somebody to call in right now to cast that vote, the breaking vote. It's either the woman who robbed the restaurant after she applied for a job, or the dummy who got into a new fight over chicken and had pot on her, or the dummies who got arrested while looking for ghosts. 312-981-7200. First person in with the vote, and that'll break the tie for dummy of the week. We're going to take it. We'll do it after the break. Okay, everybody hang on, and we'll find out who the actual dummy of the week is after we take a break. The news is coming up next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6 a.m. Our regular features are continuing. We'll be coming up with Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday will commence. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to make a Fly Jam request. Now, before the news, we had a three-way tie. Each of us, the three of us who are voting, voted for a different dummy each. Dan voted for the dummy who robbed a restaurant where she just applied for a job. Roger voted for the two dummies who were arrested while looking for ghosts. And I voted for the dummy who got into a fight over a bucket of chicken at a gas station and then got arrested because she had pot. So we had to open up the phone lines and get a caller to come in and break the tie so that we can announce our dummy of the week. And here is Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hello. How you doing?
All right. Who are you voting for?
I got to go with the chicken.
There you go. All right. All right, Mike. I'm with you, buddy. I agree with you 100%.
Yep, yep.
Now, why did you vote for the chicken?
Yeah, I was saying I deliver newspapers every morning, so I'm out here at 1:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, and
yeah.
I see these goofs all the time, so that doesn't surprise me, but yeah, it's still a dummy.
Yeah, big dummy. All right, Mike, thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy, have a great weekend. There you go. That's our dummy of the week: chicken dummies. By the way, on Chicago's Best, they're focusing on chicken this weekend.
How apropos.
All right. Hold it now. Wait a minute. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. 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 Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Straight Out of Context, one of our most popular segments here on the show. This is when you, the listener, listen 24/7 to this radio station whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context. It sounds dirty. Jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Shall we proceed, Dan?
We shall. Barbara heard this one. A Violetta Podramatic.
Can't always be top.
All right.
Tim submitted this one of Andrea Darlis.
It's like you put wax on the bed so it doesn't squeak when it rocks.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Scott in Plainfield and Peter in Decatur emailed this one of Steve Dale.
The banging is good for you.
Oh, boy. Wow. All right.
George sent in this one of John Williams.
I was sharing with you, Steve, and everyone else, my love of the Shags.
He was talking about the girl group, so I think, because it was Halloween week, so I'm assuming he played the song. Okay.
Wild Bill heard this one of Rokan.
So how long is this thing?
Uh-huh.
Brian and Laura submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
So, I get a little bit of time to kind of massage it and move it around.
Esmeralda is laughing. I can hear her laughing from wherever she is. All right.
Margaret from the North Side emailed this exchange between our own Roger Badish and Matt Bubala.
I'm all excited now.
Roger's all tingly. We'll see if he can get through the newscast.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
All right. All right, this next one. Mark, Tom and Bartlett, Joyce, Brian and Harold sent in these of Dean Richards and Dave Schwann.
I love melons.
No.
I love a musk melon. Have you ever had a musk melon?
Yes, I have.
They're delicious.
I have, years ago.
What's your favorite melon? You get a nice melon in your house.
Perks up the interior, right?
No, sometimes it's hit or miss with the musk melon.
What a
Let's talk melon. We can have a nice melon sampling.
Only on this
Wouldn't
show.
Wouldn't that be nice? I love that people are Clarence. Texting in their favorite melons, right?
I imagine that they are. For tomorrow, you can pick the melon of your choice. I had a Tuscan melon.
Oh, Tuscan melons
over
are
in
nice.
The summer.
They're all very nice.
What in God's name?
All right.
A little Melon Radio 720 Melon, AM dial.
Melon Talk. All right.
Tim and Brad heard this one of Sam Paniadovich.
I got backdoored on that one.
That's good. All right.
Kathy and Antioch submitted this one of Jen DeSalvo.
Want to eat yourself the whole time.
Whoa. Uh-huh. Okay.
Lake Geneva Dan emailed this one of Patty Vasquez.
It's going to be warm and wet.
Oh, man. All right.
Paul sent in this one of you.
Me? Well, I got to go change my shorts. What was I talking about? Something scared me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Eric heard this exchange between Steve Cochran and Andrea Darlis.
I don't know what that move is.
I'll show you.
Oh, boy. Getting a little frisky in the morning drive. Okay.
Eric also submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
Do you have any idea how hard it is?
Who was screaming in the background there?
Suzanne Mushin.
Uh-huh.
Tim emailed another one of Steve Bertrand.
It's gone pretty much straight up.
Yeah. We all know how filthy Bertrand is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Diane of Naperville sent in this one of Roger Badish.
It depends what I'm doing with the other hand.
I don't want to know either.
Yeah.
I really don't want to know.
Our own Vic Vaughn heard this exchange between Patty and Roger.
Come on, Roger. Snap out of it.
I'm in the...
more, please.
Uh-huh. That didn't sound out of context at all to me. That sounded completely in context. Nice catch there, Vic.
That was a perfectly innocent conversation.
Yeah. All right.
Patrick from Joliet and Mark D. submitted this one of Dean Richards.
Just call me Humpy.
Why? Dean, why? Humpy. Next time I see Dean, I'm calling him Humpy. How's it going, Humpy Richards?
Eric sent in this one of Bill Leff.
Been about almost 10 years that I've had I've not had it.
Wow. You're not missing anything. All right.
Martin sent in this one of Andrea Darlis.
You guys never played with that either, right?
What? Boy, a lot of Andrea this week.
Yeah. Texter heard this one of Rokan.
It's a yard by a foot, basically.
Wow. Good for you. Wow. That's impressive. Should we continue?
Yeah, one more. All right. Texter also submitted this one of Judy Pilak.
Okay.
How long is it?
Well, ask Roe. Ask Roe. all right. We have a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We have more straight out of context?
No, we're all done without a context.
Oh, we are. We're all done. That was the last one. Okay. We'll do Nick D's show, Spies. That's coming up right after we take this break for weather and traffic.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up, so get your requests ready to go. DJ Shagru ready to spin. 312-981-7200. Before we get to that, though, it's time for Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay.
Our spies this week, Scott in Plainfield, Mark, Joyce, Peter Nicator, Harold, Wild Bill, and John.
Okay.
Five clips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
A couple of shorties. We heard from Steve Dale a little bit earlier, and Wendy knew where it was going.
Do they take tortoises, too, just in case the banging keeps
No, I'm not going to even say no. They don't, and the banging is good for you.
Oh, God. Okay, Nick DiGilio.
Yep. There you go. We knew it, so there it is.
We heard from Dean a little bit earlier, and he knew what was coming.
Uh-oh.
I'm just wondering how much of this is going to wind up on Nick's out of context.
Yeah, right. Way out of context.
I wonder how many times they're going to play me.
Yeah, bunch of times, Dean. Bunch of times, Humpy. All right.
One of our favorite listeners, Jasmine, called into Patty to talk Halloween and Cubs, and she mentioned you.
Happy Halloween, Nick D.
There you go. We'll make sure he knows that. Happy Halloween to Nick D from Jasmine. Jasmine, have a great night. Have a great day and your Halloween celebration.
You too.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Jasmine. That was nice of her.
Indeed. Speaking of Patty, she had a few folks on from Movember, and she asked Michael Heidemann about his mustache, and he got brought up.
It was the mustache, though, draws that question, especially those thin and patchy ones. They're the ones that are like, they get the looks, and their people are like, what are you doing? And that's what opens that conversation. That's when you get to say, well, I'm doing this for Movember. Let me tell you what it's all about.
That started at the wrong point.
I was going to say, I wasn't mentioned there at all.
That was her guest.
Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Okay. By the way, look, you brought up Movember. I may as well tell people I have a Movember page, and I would love for you to donate. It is to bring money and awareness to men's health issues. And I'm growing a mustache throughout the month of November, Movember, and I shave every morning and keep the mustache going. And I will take pictures every day of the progress of my mustache. And I am shooting to raise $500. I would love to raise more than that. So go to my Movember page, which is mobro.co/WGN Nick D. mobro.co/WGN Nick D. Or you can just go to Movember.com, type in my name, and it'll take you to the page. And donate. Please donate. It's for a great cause. And keep track of my my mustache throughout the month of Movember. So please give if you can.
All right. Take two.
Yes.
Michael, are you growing your mustache? Are you growing a mustache for Movember? I believe that Nick DiGilio is growing his.
Yeah, you know, I've often tried to dive into the Movember season. I've grown a beard before, but usually when I ever try to grow the mustache, it doesn't really come in. It comes in patchy and kind of weird. And
you got a disdainful head shake from Keith over here, by the way.
we're all about the mustache, and really, what it is, it's that mustache that's. Beards are pretty commonplace. It's that mustache.
Commonplace. They're trendy.
Exactly.
If you watch the World Series, it was
the
like.
The mustache, though, draws that question, especially those thin and patchy ones. They're the ones that are like, they get the looks, and their people are like, what are you doing? And that's what opens that conversation. That's when you get to say, well, I'm doing this for Movember. Let me tell you what it's all about.
Well, there you go. All right. Yes, indeed, I am, Patty. I am indeed growing a mustache for Movember. So. You can't grow a beard, though, Michael. It's just a mustache. Can only be a mustache. Can't grow a beard. Because otherwise I wouldn't have shaved because I had a beard. So, all right.
And finally, longtime listeners of the Nick D Show, remember your visits with Steve Krakow about the secret history of Chicago music.
Yeah.
They do a version of that on Outside the Loop Radio now. Steve recently profiled Eliota, Haynes, and Jeremiah.
Ah, yes.
Before they were Eliota, Haynes, and Jeremiah, they were Rotary Connection. And Steve once featured them on your show.
Yes.
I think there's a reunion CD from like 1994.
Wow.
And that's it. And there's a few like best ofs. And I remember actually when I covered Rotary Connection on the old Nick DiGilio show, some guy called in. He's like, I know Ted Eliota. Yeah, he's a cop now. He's a Chicago cop.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, really? So that's what happened, you know, to him.
Yeah. All right, good old Steve Krakow, still doing it on Saturday morning. Well, that's going to end up on the next week's. We already have our first flaw straight out of context.
Yeah, it won't be the first. You got a couple.
Okay, I don't even pay attention anymore, man. Yep. I just don't. It's not even worth it.